Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, brought to you by Tractor Supply, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens, and national spokesperson for the USDA Biosecurity for Birds program. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Monday, January 14th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Tractor Supply. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. And you can find all the great Ware products here. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We've got a great show lined up for you today. It is another great episode of Ask the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown, founder of First State Vet Supply. In fact, today is going to be the part two of a two-part series we started last week with Peter Brown, all about the feather, the biology of the feather, the purpose of the feather, how the feather works. Very, very entertaining and educational topic. Of course, if you have chickens, they more than likely have feathers. So today will be the second part of a two-part series. You're more than happy to go back and listen to the first part of the series through the archives, either on iTunes.com, podcast.com, Zoom.com, and of course, here on blogtalkradio.com. So just go back and look. It shouldn't be too hard to find. It was last week. So we will finish that up this week with, again, Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. Hope you had a great weekend this weekend. We were busy here around the homestead getting lots of things done and really getting prepared for later this week when we've got Tractor Supply, or actually the video production company coming in. We're going to be doing a few videos for Tractor Supply. And so we've got to get that going, writing a few more scripts, getting some things, getting the equipment we need in to do those videos successfully. And so we'll be very, very busy here getting ready for that later this week. Hey, I just wanted to, before we get Peter Brown on, he'll be calling in here shortly to start this second part of All About the Feather, this two-part series. I just wanted to share with you something. I often share with you things that are going on regarding getting laws changed and emails I receive or requests or different things. So just wanted to share this with you. I got an email earlier this morning. I'm not going to mention names or anything like that. Just wanted to run this by you and kind of give you my stance on the situation. But I will read you the email, and I'll, of course, read you my response as well, if I can pull that up as well. Just kind of a generic email at first. It says, to whom it may concern, my name is blank blank, and I'm the founder of blank blank, and now the co-founder of blankety blankety blank. We've been fighting a hard fight here against a closed-minded council. We haven't given up yet, and we're continuing to gather support, and more people are joining our movement to bring sustainable practices to our town, including backyard hens. I actually started a White House petition this evening for the first family to get backyard hens. They've already had a large garden and even a beehive, so why not hens? I was thinking that if perhaps the White House had hens, it wouldn't seem so strange to people and would help to begin normalizing the practice of in people's minds. But in order to guarantee a response from the White House, the petition needs 25,000 signatures. We're all familiar with that process of once you get 25,000 signatures, they have to respond. Of course, the response could be you're out of your damn mind, go away, but they have to respond. So now I'm connected with about 8,000 people through other backyard chicken and homesteading organizations, but that just isn't enough. You guys have over 53,000 followers on Facebook. Would you be willing to post this link to the petition on your Facebook page? Imagine what could be, no, sir. No, gonna get you. I got my co-host today. Jen's actually coming back from the doctor's office, so having to watch my little man, my co-host today, as he wanders around the living room. So let's see. In order to guarantee a response from the White House, the petition needs 25,000 signatures in 30 days. Now I'm let's see. We already read that. Would you be willing to post this on your Facebook page? Imagine what it could do for the backyard chicken movement if the first family got hens. Okay. My response, basically, I'm going to go ahead and read you my first response and then the response I got back from this person. So give me just a second as my sent mail actually pops up here, and I'll give you an idea of what I have sent. Any day now, the world will probably end, and I'll still be waiting on this stupid mail. Okay, here we go. It's still not coming up. Okay, here we go. Let's see. My first response was... Hang on just a second. Okay, sorry about that. Jen was coming through the back door. The dogs were barking, and Caleb was going, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. So and I was trying to pull this up here under our sent mail. Okay. Let's see. Is this the first one I had sent back? Yeah, okay. So basically, here is the email that I responded, trying to not burst her bubble. In fact, I put that here. I said, Dear Vanessa, thank you for your email. I hate to burst your bubble, but this has already been tried. In fact, more than once. The last time this was tried, there were people / groups on board with the movement a lot more influential than you and me, and the official word back from the White House was no chickens. By no means do I want to discourage you from trying, but you might be better off focusing on the efforts to get chickens allowed in your own community. There are at least two other Facebook pages that I know of still up and running, that are left over from this movement. I said, maybe you can all join forces instead of reinventing the wheel. Of course, they may have already given up after they received the official word from the White House, no chickens. I said, thank you for contacting me, and I wish you luck with whatever decision you make. Okay. And then, let's see, I got a return email from this person that read, just kind of giving you, you know, 2 cents worth here. Andy, here's the return mail. Of the efforts that you know of, was it actually an official White House petition? When searching over the past couple of days, I could find movements for this, but nobody who had gone through the White House's official mechanism to be heard. In any case, why not try again? And my efforts haven't turned from my community or surrounding community. This is something easy to do in the meantime, which could have potentially great effect on those fighting for the right to have hens. I hope you'll reconsider posting about this. Okay. And then I had posted. Now, meanwhile, I was supposed to be emailing and contacting Tractor Supply about upcoming videos on my tour, but I'm sending emails to this young lady here. So and this is a daily occurrence. I have to really balance and pick my battles a lot of times between work and getting, you know, versus, you know, the I'm probably contacted at least every day regarding needing help changing laws across the country. So let me go ahead and I'll read the second email that I had sent based on this one. Here we go. Okay, my second one was this. I said, pardon me. And I don't want to be bah humbug here or anything like that, but you know, you got to pick your battles. You know, there's only so many hours in a day that you can do things. So I put, hey Vanessa, again, I don't in any way want to discourage you, but I have to pick my battles wisely. I get contacted almost daily by people that want help changing their local laws because I have been very successful in helping them do so all across the country. I carefully look at all the information presented and choose the request that I feel would benefit most from my services. Your battle has been tried many times before with no success. There has already been an official response from the White House on this topic, and it was no. I just hate to see you reinvent the wheel just to get another official response that would more than likely be the same as the first one. Yes, I think it would be great to have a few chickens at the White House. But I can also tell you, based on years of experience, if there were chickens at the White House, I don't see it being a big factor in helping get chickens legalized in other cities. I have said many times publicly that the Lord God Almighty could come down from heaven and bless keeping backyard chickens, and there would still be city council members and county commissioners that would still vote no for backyard chickens in their cities, towns, and counties. I said, have you checked the forum at backyardchickens.com? If I remember correctly, there was some activity about this topic on there a few years back. They claim to have 170,000 members, so maybe you can get some support there. If you do get 25,000 signatures, the official answer could still be no, as it was a couple of years ago. If it's yes, then you will be a chicken hero. Good luck, Andy. I was literally contacted about the same topic less than 2 months ago about somebody. Facebook page, backyard chickens at the White House, all this stuff. And again, I kind of told them the same thing, and I don't know if they continued to push it or not, but I went and checked their official Facebook page, backyard chickens at the White House, and it has 51 people, 51 fans. So I was like, okay, that kind of proves my point. But, it's like, I just hate to see this young lady reinvent the wheel that's already fallen off the wagon actually many times. But there was an official response back. And, I mean, we already had, I say we, I had kind of gave them my 2 cents worth and probably offered up a few sponsors to get everything paid for free. But, I mean, they had coops. They had the birds. They were going to have heritage birds from like the Society of Preservation of Poultry Antiquities, the ALBC. We had beautiful chicken coop donated from sponsors, all this stuff. It wasn't going to cost the taxpayers a dime. I mean, everything was going to be set up, the whole nine yards. And truly, they heard from a White House spokesperson. The official answer from the White House was no. Okay? So, again, I'm not trying to burst this lady's bubble by any means. In fact, I sent her a third email that said, I would be happy to post your link, but I honestly have zero time to put towards reinventing the wheel that's already fallen off the cart several times. So again, I didn't want to discourage her. More power to her. If she gets this done, she'll be a chicken hero for all. But I honestly, and it's my honest truth, I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't be the first time I'm wrong, but I just don't see, if chickens were allowed at the White House, how it would change Joe Smith's stance sitting on that council in that big leather chair down at whatever county, our city, our village, or town, city, whatever, of him voting yes. I can just see it blue in the face. Well, the White House allows chickens. Why don't you? Well, because I don't want to. They stink. You know, I'm voting no. Like I said, I've been down this road many a times. I've seen it, and from years of experience, talking with council members, standing in front of them, sending them letters, talking one-to-one in my sunroom when they come to visit, yes, back in Atlanta. And seriously, I mean, just to get the point across, the good Lord Almighty could come down and tell this councilman, look, you have nothing to worry about. Backyard chickens will be fine and will cause no problems. And then poof, goes back up to heaven. That man or woman will still vote no. So just that I do not honestly see. If I could have said on many occasions, oh, well, the White House allows chickens, then I can hear a lot of, well, the White House also does this. Does that mean we have to do, you know, I can hear it now. It was not in my, hey, let's say, professional opinion after years of experience. I cannot see being able to say, well, the White House has chickens. That being worth 50 cents and a cup of coffee to getting chickens allowed in some of these areas. So regardless of who's in office, this is not a political left-right thing. I don't care who's in office. But it doesn't matter. But because then it will become a political thing, and they'll talk about backyard chickens and you know, chicken in every pot, whatever. You know. Hey, I'm just telling you. So It was interesting. So that I just wanted to share with you guys that, you know, I'm not some big bad monster. You know, I answer these emails very carefully. I got done answering and talking with this young lady, and I'm thinking, well, I just really needed to spend the last 20 minutes sending emails to Tractor Supply, trying to set up a video shoot at my local store, and seeing about this and that and the other. But now I have to wait till after the show to do that because I was responding to this person, which is fine. But I told her, I said, you know, I probably get a request, if not daily, every other day, at least once a week, and that's no exaggeration, of somebody needing help or suggestions about this, that, or the other. I try to look as much information as I can, try to pick the ones where our services would best meet their needs, and try to choose a few each year, and we've been very successful with that. But I just hate to see this lady waste her time on something. There's already been an official word from the White House spokesperson. She can probably get in touch with Christine Heinrich of the Society of Preservation of Poultry Antiquities and pick her brain about it, because she was on that member list of trying to get chickens at the White House back when they did the garden and then the bees and things like that, and the official word was no. So do I support this young lady? Absolutely. Do I wish her success? Absolutely. Do I think she's going to get 25,000 signatures? No way. I mean, it's just not going to happen. I know it's just I've seen it. Whether we've been trying to raise money for someone who has cancer here on the show, and we've had some pretty good success with that, but nowhere near 25,000. And this is somebody's life on the line, not just chickens at the White House. You know, we've tried to get people to send an email to their local city to try to get things changed or to try to support them. And you know, do they? No. But they want to have backyard chickens, but they won't spend the time sending any. It's just amazing. So so anyway, I'm just trying to be a realist here. Again, not wanting to burst her bubble, but you can hear the emails that I sent back to this young lady. And that's officially my opinion based on a lot of experience dealing with councils and governments across the country with allowing backyard chickens. So kind of interesting there. Again, don't want to burst her bubble. I wish her luck. But it's just one of those things. I wanted to share that with you publicly because you never know what people are going to do with my response to emails. They may go and post it in a forum or a blog and say, hey, look at this, stuck up guy that's not going to help me get chickens at the White House. He won't even post this on Facebook and blah, 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 blah. You just don't know. When I respond to an email, I try to respond as honest as I can based on the knowledge I have at the time, based on years of experience. And then if they choose to post it publicly, fine. But then that's why I choose to write the emails very carefully so I can back up everything I say 100% with factual information or factual or truthful experience that I've had over the years. So, you know, she may betray this as I'm a big bad dude and I don't want to help out and or what have you, but I'm basing it on how many times this has happened before. And there's even a current Facebook page now, Backyard Chickens at the White House, that has 51 people that have joined. So just one of those things I thought I'd share with you in our little chickens in the news segment this morning. So just to let you know, if you see something, you know, posted about, you know, the big, bad, mean chicken whisperer's not helping me get backyard chickens at the White House. And I sent her an email that said, you know, I'd be happy to share the link if people choose to go to that link and then put their name, address, and phone number in. For this official petition, you know, 25,000 people to do it. I mean, you look at these petitions we've shared on our Facebook page, and you know, you might get 200 or 300 or 800 or something like that, 25,000, when they won't even actually show up to their own city council members. I mean, let's say they want to have chickens. Yep, they have chickens, or they want to have chickens in their town, and they're all at, but they won't show up at the meeting. They won't take the time to write that email, to write that letter. Oh, I just don't have time to do that. But they want backyard chickens. So this is at the White House. And I can honestly say, and I'll say it again, I can't remember a case that I've ever been to where if I would have said, well, there's chickens at the White House, so why isn't it good enough for your town? In one ear and out the other. In one ear and out the other. They're not going to care sitting up there and there's big fancy leather chairs. They already have, in most cases, already made up their mind, and they're voting no, no matter what factual information you give them. Those of you who are listening that have been down this road before know exactly what I'm talking about. So even if they do get chickens at the White House, I cannot foresee it being an iota difference in getting chickens legal anywhere else in the country. One more thing you could add to the list of your argument, sure, a decision maker or a decision changer, not on your life. I just can't see it actually happening at all. So hang on just a second. So it's just, I just one of those things. So give me just a second. I'm going to go to a little commercial break here. I don't see, it's a 25 after. I don't see where Peter has called in yet. Pretty sure that today he was going to be here. I think it's next week where we have some issues. We'll have to rearrange his schedule a little bit for next week's episode of Ask the Chicken Doctor. So give me just a second. I'm going to try to call Peter. While I'm doing that, we're going to go to a short commercial break. Thanks for staying with us.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, technology you can trust.
No matter how much we pamper our chickens, no matter how often we clean our coops, there is always that chance they will get mites and lice. If they do, you want to treat them as naturally as possible. Poultry Protector from Carefree Enzymes uses all-natural enzymes to eliminate the mites and lice from your coop, nesting boxes, and chickens with no egg withdrawal period. My chickens don't always have mites and lice, but when they do, I prefer Poultry Protector from CarefreeEnzymes.com. Happy flocking, my friends.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Introducing the Chicken Fountain, a new way to water your flock. The Chicken Fountain will change your life and keep your chickens healthier by providing clean, fresh water every time. No more daily cleaning of dirty chicken waterers. This semi-sealed system keeps every drop of water fresh and clean. Proudly made in the USA, the Chicken Fountain will provide your flock with fresh, clean water for years to come. To order your Chicken Fountain, visit chickenfountain.com. That's chickenfountain.com.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
This looks like a job for Super Chicken. You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I apologize for the unscheduled commercial break, but I do not see in the queue where we've got Peter Brown that actually has called in so far. And let me get in the chat room. Those of you who remember, a lot of you joined us last, I believe it was last Wednesday when Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, joined us. And I remember saying something about on the show, because he'd emailed me before the first of the year about some conflict on his regular days, which is every Monday. Peter joins us, and he said that last week there was an issue with the Monday, and then next week, the 21st, there was an issue with the Monday, but that today would be the day. And is anybody in the chat room that tuned in last week, because I'll go back and listen to the archive, I did call his office, left a message on his machine, and but does anybody else remember that from last week's show with Peter Brown, that conversation towards the end of the show where we talked about part two being today, and that the fact that next week, the week of the 21st, was the week that he had a schedule conflict for Monday, which is fine because we would move him to Tuesday or Thursday or maybe Friday so we can come on at least once a week and share his vast knowledge of backyard poultry. So so anyway, I didn't know if anybody in the chat room had remembered that or could confirm my my faulty memory as I get older and older. But I can just go back and listen to the archive and look at some old emails. But I'm pretty sure that it was an issue where this Monday, in fact, I remember saying that this Monday would be fine and we would finish part two. But I haven't heard from him, haven't contacted him. Now, deep down, I'm a little concerned. And many of you probably are too, because if you remember, about a year ago, after about a year of coming on the show, we had a no-show from Peter Brown one morning. It was a Monday, if memory serves, and I found out later, it was after lunch, I got a call from his daughter where they said that he had collapsed of a massive heart attack in his front yard. He started feeling very poorly, called, I believe it was his daughter, and she got to his house while he was still conscious. He collapsed right as the ambulance, just before the ambulance pulled up, and it is common knowledge that they did have to shock him back on more than one occasion. He went into the hospital, and he's made a full recovery. Living a completely different lifestyle now. He shares about that lifestyle on the radio show quite frequently. Yeah, Dragonfly says she remembers that he's supposed to be gone next week, the 21st. And that's what I remember hearing as well, that Poet's wife in the chat room were saying that he remembers when Peter had his heart attack, and we were on the show, and he was a no-show, and we were all concerned. And then later that day, I got the information, and then we posted on Facebook for everybody to send prayers, and everybody was sending get well cards and letters saying, you know, get well soon, Peter, and all that kind of stuff. So part of me deep down, being that that occurred once, is a little concerning.
Because, again, all of our regular listeners know this is not like Peter. Now, it may have been something like a simple mix-up regarding that and regarding the schedule, that maybe he said the 21st, but he actually meant, you know, today, and that could be just a scheduling mix-up based on it. I'll go check the emails here shortly and see what's going on. But today was supposed to be part two of a part two series of All About the Feather. We actually started it last Wednesday, I believe it was, with Peter Brown, founder of First State Vet Supply. Very, very interesting topic. I invite you to go and listen to last year's topic, last week's first topic about the feather, and we're going to wrap that up actually today. So being concerned about him, I remember last time, remember the last show this happened and we got that bad news. I wasn't really the same during the show. I was really concerned about him. It was the first time that had ever happened, unlike him. So, I didn't get an answer either as number Dragonflyer and did leave a message. So, again, it's maybe nothing. It may just be that I, in my vast limited memory, thought that it was this week, and it's actually next week, but I'll go back and look at his email. So I don't want to, time is valuable. I don't want to waste your time tuning in. I could probably come up and pull a topic out of my hat to discuss, whether it be heating coops in winter or different types of bedding or setting up a brooder, picking the right coop for you, the right chicks for you, and all of that, but I'm not sure how successful or competent that would be, being concerned about the well-being of my good friend, Peter Brown. So he may have just lost track of time. You're exactly right. I hadn't talked to him since the show on Wednesday, so I didn't send him like a reminder. I didn't get a reminder or, hey, today we're going to continue with this or anything like that. So you're right. He may have had a doctor's appointment that he forgot about. He may have had some therapy. He may have got stuck in traffic. I mean, all of these things may be an issue, and it could be absolutely nothing, which we hope it is. I would hope maybe he's stuck in traffic, or maybe he's at a doctor's appointment. Maybe therapy ran late. Maybe he's having a grand fun time out with his girlfriend or his family. Or maybe he's out working on the coop and just thought that, oh, no, I'm not on this Monday because we're on next Monday, and he maybe have gotten off just like I have actually gotten off. I'll have to look. I think I have a cell number in one of my old emails. I don't have it programmed in my phone, though. So I'll have to check that as well. I don't have time, and I'm going to keep y'all on bay while I So Dragonflyer even said, very important, talked with him on Wednesday afternoon after the show last week, and y'all agreed to talk about your bird on Monday, which is today. So I'm confirming that. Let's see what we got here. So very, very interesting. So I don't. Let me see what we got here. Okay, I don't see his area code in the queue whatsoever right now, so I don't see any of that. So very interesting. Again, not sure what I'm going to be worth, knowing that the last time this had happened, we got some bad news. So hopefully, again, everything's fine. He's caught in traffic. He's out having a good time with his daughter or his girlfriend, or he's messing around with the chickens. Maybe he had a late appointment that he had to stay over at with therapy, or maybe he's got a very important meeting. So anyway, I am going to leave the chat room open, okay? So y'all can chat there in the chat room and hang out. I will have some dead air. I'm going to put myself on mute just to see if I can maybe find his cell phone number in an old email possibly, or get in contact, things like that. So there'll be some dead air. If you're a first-time listener, I apologize about this. Very rarely happens. You can hang out. I'll try to get back to you and let you know if I tracked him down or tracked his daughter down or his girlfriend, or if I go check my emails and make sure that he was supposed to be on today. So, Doc, if you're in queue on a different cell phone or a different area code, call my cell phone
and let me know, and we'll get you back on or what have you, so we can do that, and I'll try your office again. So there may be a few minutes of dead air. Have fun in the chat room, folks. I'm going to go check it out. I'm more concerned about the doctor than the show. We can always reschedule the show and get that information on. But there'll be dead air a little bit while I go try to kind of investigate and see if I can't get in contact with somebody and check the well-being of our good friend, Peter Brown. So stand by. Okay, I just received an email, and hang on, let me get over here. Okay, back in the chat room. Okay, I just received an email from Peter Brown. It was sent at 12:21. I'm just now receiving it. I'm looking at the email now. Monday, January 14th. 12:21 p.m. So that was 19 minutes ago. So obviously either my email was delayed in receiving it or his email was delayed in sending it. But I will read it to you. I'm sure he won't mind because we all believe in power of prayer. It says, Andy, I know that this is short notice, but I have in the last hour developed some frightening symptoms of a possible stroke. On the way to the emergency room now. I or my daughter will be in touch. Sorry, Doc. Okay. He's apologizing for the short notice, and then he's saying he's sorry again before he signs his name on this email, all while he's having possible signs of a stroke. So this is kind of a horrible deja vu from the last time that this actually happened. So if you remember, maybe I guess it was about a year ago when it happened, and he was a no-show, and we ended up finding out he had a massive heart attack, which truly changed his life, as it would anybody's. And so now, obviously, the concern in my voice and concerned with our listeners and our regular listeners that have tuned in the last conversation of the last 15, 20 minutes of the What Ifs. And I just got an email. Again, it was sent 12:21, so that would have been 21 minutes ago, according to my clock. But I just received it, and I read it to you. I'll read it to you again. Andy, I know that this is short notice, but I have in the last hour developed some frightening symptoms of a possible stroke on the way to the ER now. I or my daughter will be in touch. Sorry, Doc. So that's where we've got now. So let me see. Let me go ahead and post in the chat room. And I'm going to go ahead and give you his email, chickendr, go ahead and post it in the chat. So there, I posted in the chat room his email. I'll also say it live on the air for folks that may not be in the chat room but are listening live. We have a boatload of you that don't get in the chat room, can't get in the chat room, work won't let you get in the chat room for whatever reason. So his email... and I would encourage you, we did this last time, and it really meant a lot to Peter, to send him some, regardless, folks, you know me, you know my radio show, regardless of your religious beliefs, we encourage you to send some uplifting emails, some prayers. Let Peter know that you're praying for him, whether you want to uplift good thoughts, uplift good vibes, uplift good feelings, uplift the angels, uplift the rainbows, whatever your personal beliefs are as a human being, okay, I would encourage you to let's send him some
prayers, uplifting thoughts, email him. Let him know that we miss him on the radio show. We're concerned about him when he doesn't show up. We're concerned about his health. I mean, we are all friends here. He shares about his personal walk with a better lifestyle since he's had the heart attack. He shares it quite a bit, his diet, his exercise, his goals. So this is something that we all need to be concerned with. So chickendr@firststatevetsupply.com. Okay, and he is such a nice person. Bend over backwards for you, loves chickens, loves your chickens, hates it when he can't help you with your chickens. If something he can't figure out drives him nutty. Stay awake at night trying to figure out what the deal is. So, and y'all know this from listening to the show every Monday when we have Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, on the show. So chicken, C-H-I-C-K-E-N-D-R, chicken D-R, C-H-I-C-K-E-N-D-R, chicken D-R, at firststatevetsupply.com, okay? Chicken D-R at firststatevetsupply.com. So as soon as we sign off here, I will be sending him an email responding to the email he sent me. I promise I will keep you up to date. They have my cell phone number. They obviously have my email. And whether I hear from him or his daughter or another family member, whatever the case may be, I promise to keep you up to date as soon as I hear the first word about Peter's condition, diagnosis, outcome, recovery. I will let you know. I will post it on my Facebook page, okay, to let everybody know. But in the meantime, okay, let's send him some well wishes, some get well emails, some prayers, some uplifting words, some good vibes, whatever your beliefs are. chickendr@firststatevetsupply.com. So when he does get home, when he does check his email, he knows that we care about him. We're giving him well wishes. We missed him today. He had us all concerned. And East Dallas Dave just stepped out for a minute. No, I just received an email, Dave, from actually it was typed at 12:21 p.m. Eastern Time. But I just got it within about 8 minutes ago, where he had symptoms of a possible stroke, and he was on the way to the ER with his daughter. And I will hear back from him or his daughter here as soon as they can. So just wanted to let you know that. So send an email, folks. Let's show them we care. We're thinking about them, uplifting them in our prayers. chickendr@firststatevetsupply.com. I, too, am going to be sending one here in just a moment, and we'll go ahead and sign off, but I will let you know. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thechickenwhisper, and I will definitely get you the information as it comes to me about Peter's condition. If it was happened to be a confirmed stroke, if it wasn't something that, it could be, hey, remember back a couple of years ago, with the Bell's palsy, when it hit me, all the symptoms of a stroke, just about with Bell's palsy, but it was not. So it wouldn't be the first time. You have tingling in your lips. Half of your face goes numb and actually droops, and you lose feeling, and you have no control over it. And my years as a paramedic, when I woke up. Actually, the day before, it was about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, I was in the kitchen, and I remembered I had some tingling sensation in my lips. And I thought, that's odd. I haven't had that before. Tingling and a little bit of, twitches in my lips. And I said, I'll have to make a note of that. In fact, I looked at the time. Okay, first symptom of whatever this may be at, 4:30. Well, the next morning, I woke up early, 6:30. And Jen was still teaching brick and mortar, got her breakfast, fixed her lunch, got her off to school. And then maybe a couple hours later, I was just doing some stuff around the house. I went to a shower, shave, brush my teeth, and I was brushing my teeth. In the shower, I kind of felt kind of weird in the face. But then I went to brush my teeth, and I couldn't spit. The mouthwash would just dribble out of my mouth. I had no control. I didn't have at that point a lot of droop, but I had no control. And so...
And so I just immediately went to the doctor, and I walked up to the counter, and I says, look, okay, don't think I'm having a heart attack, don't think I'm having a stroke, but something's going on because the side of my face, drooping, numb, can't feel it, whatever the case may be. So kind of interesting there. What in the world is this going on? I've never heard that sound before coming out of my computer in my life. That's really weird. Hang on just a second. See what we got here. Yeah, weird. So anyway, so like I said, it could be something as Bell's palsy that he's getting, that has all the signs and symptoms really of a stroke, at least regarding the face is concerned. So weird. Okay, I had a call coming in from Skype, it looks like, but I don't know, so I'm going to, okay, so anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign off now, folks. I appreciate you joining in today. I apologize for the show today, but again, out of our control, and let's be concerned about Peter Brown and his health, well-being, and his safety. Follow me on Facebook. I will post as soon as I possibly can. what is going on when I get any kind of updates. So Poet's Wife says, what's that sound? Is that a Caleb toy? No, that was, I had never heard that sound before coming out of my computer, and then I just had a, was reducing some windows here, and it said I missed a call, so it may have been somebody from, and I can't, I'm broadcasting actually right now through Skype, so I can't return the call if it happens to be Peter's daughter, which I don't think it is, because I don't think they know anything regarding my Skype. So anyway, but they may have found me. So anyhow, wait, I'm getting an instant message. Let's see what we got here. This could be, yep, let's see what we got. Okay, here we go. It's a fan from Facebook that was trying to call me on Facebook. She may be listening to the show, so I apologize. Says, hey, Andy, I have Peter's cell phone number. I don't think you'd care if you have it. No, I've actually got it somewhere. I've just not programmed it on my phone. Thanks for letting us know about him. We are so worried. I just talked to him this morning. Okay, so this person just talked to Peter this morning, and he said that he was on the way to do my radio show, and so they were trying to reach you to let you know that he was supposed to be on the show. Of course, I have a chicken emergency, and I'm lost without him right now. So thank you very much for that update via Facebook. So it wasn't anybody related to Peter, but yet a fan of Peter's, a friend of Peter's, that talked to him literally this morning because she had a chicken emergency. Peter said apparently talked to her this morning, and you know how stroke systems come up. They come on immediately. She said that she talked to him this morning, and he was planning to do the show, but we already knew that from the email. But Molly, thank you very much for getting that information to me via Facebook message and trying to call me via Skype. So thank you very much for keeping us tuned in. So, okay, we're going to go ahead, and I'll just go ahead and end the show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Let's all keep Peter in our prayers, our thoughts, uplifting vibes, whatever your beliefs are. I will post on Facebook as soon as I hear anything, I promise. But again, in the meantime, let's go ahead and fill up his email box. Let's fill up his inbox with thoughts and prayers and uplifting messages. ChickenDR@firststatevetsupply.com. That's ChickenDR@firststatevetsupply.com. And I will post on Facebook as soon as I hear anything. So thank you very much for tuning in today. Sorry it didn't pan out. But again, let's focus now on getting Peter on the road to recovery and hope that this is nothing serious. That's what we want to hope. So I will let you know Facebook regarding the show tomorrow and regarding Peter's condition as I hear about it. So again, I appreciate you tuning in today, and I look forward to seeing you here hopefully tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, I will tell you that there may not be, I got to, again, pick my battles here, priorities and get them in line. Thursday and Friday, unfortunately, folks, may be questionable. I've got video production company coming into town doing some videos for Tractor Supply. Those are right now kind of high priority on the list this week for me. And so this week's shows are questionable. I will let you know. You know me. I will do whatever I can, hell or high water, to have a radio show if I can absolutely do it. I love it. You love it. We love to join together here at noon. But I've got a huge, huge, huge commitment to TSC right now with these videos, trying to get them up and running and on their website by Chick Days events in mid-February. So I've got the production company coming out, I believe, on Thursday and Friday to try to get these knocked out of the way. So this week's radio shows were already going to be kind of questionable. But as you know, hell or high water, I will try to broadcast live anytime I absolutely physically and technologically can. Okay, so I hope you have a great day, folks. Get those emails over to Chicken Bar at First State Vet Supply, and I will let you know on Facebook exactly when and if I hear anything about Peter's condition. And I appreciate you tuning in today, and we hope to see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I also will keep you up to date with that on our Facebook page. Have a great day, everybody, and I appreciate you from tuning in today.